Blog Talk Radio.
In the righteousness flow as a stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise John summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues with called by these heathens. Y'all give me the reason to call them out, only mislead it and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless, no one not even. Back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. The feeling is serene that Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaching of the stars upon the shoulder of promotion coming by Yah. Who can take it thus far? Give him my Yadah, Yasalah to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Singing to my Kokhma and Ben A and Da'af and Mike. Counsel to fear Yah and adore his light. These are the spirits we need in our life. To walk uprightly, be pleased in his sight. All we seen was the terror and pestilence. All we need is Yahweh, deliverance. We need wisdom to shine like the seventh sun. Understanding that Yahweh's the only one. You was lied to about the begotten son. We destroyed like the knowledge, but all I ask for was
Yahweh. Hallelujah, 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 praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I'm Moray Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. Here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in to our listen from our listening audience, for we know that the only reason you have tuned into our broadcast is because of your great fear and your great love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel in the world. Yahweh is the one who has raised us up to bring you his words of truth, and that's what we will do. And today, we're going to discuss judgment in the latter days. We've been hearing beautiful teachings from our other great esteemed Morays about the time of the end and the end times and the things going on in these times and what we should do. And I'm going to come with that same inspiration about these latter days. If you go with me to the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the first verse. In Isaiah 60, verse 1, it reads, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you." So the point here is that the darkness covers the earth. And if darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, then there is a great opportunity for there to be a lack of right and true judgment. And if there is this great opportunity for lack of right and true judgment, that means the world must be dealing in a system that is out of course. Without true judgment, all you will experience is confusion. And the Almighty let us know in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. We go there. See, in this world in which it is steeped in darkness, as Moray Ishaya taught yesterday about Yahweh's four sword judgments, the world does not know or acknowledge that the things that are happening in the world today are as a result of Yahweh's four sword judgments. They're letting you know that the reason that there is so much calamity in the world that there, the reason that there's so much, so many natural weather occurrences that are extreme, such as the wildfires that is burning down the West Coast so much so that the smoke has started to reach states on the east or in the eastern time zones of the country. The smoke has made skies hazy almost throughout the country. And this is what they would call freak lightning occurrences, where lightning strikes at a high number have just caused these fires. They will let you know that the reason that the hurricanes and tropical storms and tropical depressions, as they call them, are so numerous is because of global warming. They will tell you that because the weather was just at the right mixture due to global warming is why the locust swarms are so excessive in East Africa and in Asia. They will tell you that the reason that these glaciers are breaking apart is because of global warming. They will tell you that the reason that this so-called pandemic is scarring the earth is because of the politicians. But what they won't let you know is that this is a result of Yahweh's judgment. And he said he would bring this judgment on the earth because of the iniquity of the inhabitants. But since they don't let you know, you're not aware. You're not aware that Yahweh is doing this. And if you're not aware that Yahweh is doing this, then you cannot be aware of the truth. And you're not able to know how to get out and how to be saved from this evil. And Yahweh lets you know that we would be in a situation in which we could not actually survive from this type of darkness. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, the Creator said in verse 24, he said, because they had not executed my judgments, which means we did not do the things Yahweh determined for us to do. You have to understand the need and necessity and the importance of doing Yahweh's judgments. You don't even have to know about judgment. You just have to know Yahweh said this is his judgment and this is what you should do. If you hold this, for instance, so I can give you an example, and you go to the book of Exodus, the 21st chapter, verse 1 reads, now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. Which means he's about to tell you what his judgments are. You don't have to make it up. So you don't even have to know much about it. You just have to do it. But we didn't do it. So if we go back to Ezekiel 20, verse 24, he said, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and polluted my Shabbats, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Therefore, I gave them also to statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. So you can't even live by the determinations, the judgments, that are made and executed by the leaders of your nations and political parties and religious orders. You can't do anything with these judgments. They don't help you live. But Yahweh furthermore said further on in this chapter, in verse 30, therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, are you polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit you whoredom after their abominations? For when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which comes into your mind shall not be at all, that ye say, we shall be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, and with stretched out, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. So he's letting you know, in the latter days which we're in, he's going to bring us out with his mighty hand, and with his stretched out arm, and with his fury poured out. You're going to be dealing with Yah. And I will bring you out from the people, he says, and will gather you out of the country wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. And when you examine this word plead, it means judge. There will I judge you face to face. Yahweh will be the judge, and there will be no intermediaries. There will be no one that you have to talk to. Yahweh will be there judging you face to face, which means he'll be executing the judgments that we have ran, ignored, despised, and did not even know about all this time. You'll have to deal with his judgments. He said, and I will bring, he said, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says Yahweh, Elohim. And in the land of Egypt, the way he judged us was by our actions. If we did against his ways, we were judged accordingly. What does that mean? We were judged. What does it mean that we were able to see the execution of Yahweh's judgments? What was he able to do that we're not doing today? Well, let me show you some more scriptures as to why we don't understand what this judgment is today, and why it is so very necessary that in these latter days we get with the program, because Yahweh's judgments are upon us. And in Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse, it reads, or Hosea, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, it reads, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest unto me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of your Elohim. Which means what? our lack of understanding, lack of knowledge, our lack of wisdom, our darkness is the reason why we don't understand this judgment, is the reason why we don't understand the pandemic is not some freak accident, is not some diabolical secret government plot. It's not some pharmaceutical conspiracy. This is the hand of the Almighty. The fires raging throughout the west coast of the United States are not some environmental calamity brought on by the irresponsible uses of industrial technology. The swarms of locusts ravaging the eastern side of Africa is not because of global warming. The multitude of whirlwinds hurling towards the United States is not because of global warming. These things are a result of Yah's judgment. But we don't know about it. So how could we recognize it? In the book of Hosea, the third chapter, it reads in the fourth verse, "For the children of Israel shall dwell many days without a king and without a prince." And let me hold that there so I can show you what it means to not have a king and a prince. In the book of Proverbs, I think I want to go to the eighth chapter. In Proverbs, the eighth chapter, it says in verse 15, speaking about wisdom, start at verse 14 where it says, "Counsel is mine in sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength by me." By what? Wisdom. "Kings reign and princes decree justice by me. Princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth." Which means what? If you're without a king and without a prince, you're without judgment. They say the throne shall be established in judgment. Yet how can you have judgment without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, without an ephod, and without a teraphim? We've gone without any representation of holiness from the Almighty for many days. Hold this, Hosea 3, and look in the book of Isaiah, the third chapter. You wonder why nobody understands judgment, why someone can murder maliciously, with malicious and ill intent. Police officers on the force, you find in their records that they're Klan members, belong to white supremacist groups, but yet they're not charged with first-degree murder. They're not taken to trial, and they're not given the death penalty. Yet they done took the life of a child or a fresh young man or woman, 20 years old, 18, 19. They done took their life. And their sentence is 10 to 15 years or no sentence at all, no charges. They get to go home with their family. They get to go to work. And they murdered with ill intent, smited with ill intent another person, and they're not even in prison, or they're allowed to live. Those are not the judgments of Yahweh. Yahweh said, whosoever murders a man shall be put to death, whether they are servant or whether they're free. There's no exceptions for what happens to the murderer. But in Isaiah, the third chapter, the first verse, it reads, for behold, Yahweh of hosts does take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the skillful craftsman and the eloquent orator. He took them all away. And if they're all taken away, if you have no example of a good, upright man who will teach you the ways of justice and judgment, how can you know them? Well, you can't. And this is what you're seeing in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. We've gone without these things. And in verse 5 it says, afterward shall the children of Israel return, which means there's going to come a point, which this point has come. There's going to come a point where we're going to start looking to see where is the right way. We need to understand the true way, because this way is not working. Don't you see the people becoming very disgusted, fed up with what has gone on in 2020? Police brutality at its highest, at its most atrocious and abominable, and there is no changes. But you see the people, they're not looking to your churches anymore. They know the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons and Joel Osteens of the world are not effective. The protesting is on a continuous newsreel, because there needs to be something better than what we've been doing. And this is people that still don't even recognize Yah's judgment or even know about it at all. He said that Israel will return and seek Yahweh, their Elohim, because Yahweh is the one that will teach you his proper ways. He said you will seek Yahweh, your Elohim, and David, their king, because we need what Yahweh said, someone to execute justice and judgment, and shall fear Yahweh and his holy goodness in the latter days. So we need this. We need to see the return of our people in these latter days, and we need to understand the judgment that is upon us, the time of judgment that we are in. Yahweh said in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, gather yourselves together, yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, before the decree goes forth, before the day of Yah, before the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes upon you, before the day Yah's anger comes upon you. Now, this is what he told you to do, because if you haven't seen, if you haven't known, the decree has gone out. We're in the time of judgment, meaning we're in the time where Yahweh is executing judgment. That's why you see the things happening that you see happening. And since this decree has gone out, he's letting you know who is going to be safe. Seek ye Yahweh, he says, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. What is wrought? That means work. That means execute. That means has performed. That means you do his judgment. How do you do his judgment and you don't know about it? Well, this is why Yahweh, he's not an evil, mean, or merciless Elohim that is not giving you a way to know his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be that you shall be hidden in the day of Yah's anger. So what is this opportunity you've had to see and know and do Yahweh's judgment? Little do we know and understand, Yahweh has sent messengers to teach us his ways, even when you might have not understood that this was holistically Yahweh's judgment. But you were learning it. You were hearing it. Some of you were even doing it. For instance, let me just show you what this is in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter. Verse 5, it reads, evil men, which means people that do not keep the law of the Creator. Evil men, people that do not uphold Yahweh. People that are against good. People that rather do wickedness than righteousness. Evil men understand not judgment. You don't understand it. You don't understand it because you're evil. So you don't do it. You don't consider it. It's not part of your life because you're evil. Evil men understand not judgment. They'll call it global warming. They'll blame the coronavirus and its spread on the president. They'll say the reason there's a lot of fires is because the change of climate. No, they don't understand judgment. But they that seek Yahweh, and what did he say? You have to seek him, all you that work his judgment. They that seek Yahweh understand all things. So if you seek Yahweh, you begin to understand all things. And there's a reason you'll understand all things when you seek Yah. Because when you seek Yah, you'll be looking to do what Yah said. As was read yesterday, that your righteousness is doing Yahweh's commandments. So when you seek Yahweh, you'll do his commandments. And when you do his commandments, you'll automatically do his judgments. But what you will learn from doing the way of the Most High is that judgment is something so very important that if you don't know it, you can't do it. And like it said, evil men understand not judgment, but those that seek Yahweh understand all things, which means you'll know what judgment is. And judgment is when you understand the differences. Why do you think judgment is about measure? Why do you think judgment is about balance? Why do you think judgment is about weighing and measuring and analyzing? Why do you think you have to do so many things that are included in measuring and balancing? Because you have to know the differences. Look what it says in the book of Psalms 110 or 111. In verse 10 reads, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Which means what? You have a good discernment when you do Yah's commandments. And why? Well, because of what it says in the book of Job, the 28th chapter, the 28th verse. And the man, he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So when you have understanding, you depart from evil because you perceive what is good and what is evil. And you understand it, so you do the commandments. So you have a good understanding. Also in Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 10th verse, it reads, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. It's the same thing as Job on a different side of the coin. Knowledge of the holy is understanding because you do what is holy once you have understanding. You see the difference. So you choose holiness. But understanding the difference is this. In the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter, verse 9 reads, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. And that you may put a difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. So you have to put a difference, which means you have to show the difference, what is holy and what is unholy. To show these differences, to teach them, you have to understand them. Look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, verse 8 reads, if there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment between blood and blood, because there's a difference. It's between two different people, blood and blood, between plea and plea, between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates. Then shall you arise and get you up to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, and shall come to the priest, the Levites, and to the judge that shall be in those days, to inquire, and they shall show you the sentence of judgment. They're going to show it to you because you need to understand it. You don't obviously understand the difference because it's too hard. For whatever reason, you can't see the difference so that you can choose the proper judgment. So you have to go to the one Yahweh gave so you can understand this thing. Because judgment is understanding these differences. And if you don't know Yah's judgment, how can you work Yah's judgment? There's some basic things that we should be exercising that would show that we accept Yah's judgment. In the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse, it reads, trust in Yahweh with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear Yahweh, and depart from evil. So don't lean on Yahweh, on your own understanding. Lean on Yahweh's understanding. In doing as much, when you do this, there's some basic things you'll do which will display that you have worked Yahweh's judgment. In the book of Genesis, the very first chapter of Genesis, in the 14th verse, Yahweh said this, and Elohim said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night," which he made a difference between the day and the night, "and to let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. Meaning there's a difference between the day and the night. He made the stars also, and Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there came to be evening, and there came to be morning, day four. Which means on this day, he made differences, and he gave determinations as to how those differences should be utilized. What should you do on this at this time and this time? What this time is called and what that time is called. What you should use to acknowledge this time and that time. These things were given so you can understand the difference. Now you know what it is. This day was explaining and exemplifying Yahweh's judgment. Now you can understand the difference, because this is light. This is darkness. This is day. This is night. And what should you do during the day? He told you, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. So you're supposed to work during the day. But these are basic things the Creator wants you to do that would show that you're doing just the most basic and essential of his judgments. But he sent messengers to teach you these differences. Even in captivity. Yet we've disregarded these messengers that teach these differences because we are in darkness. We are in gross darkness and have ignored the light. But why have we ignored it? We've ignored it because we have rejected the Creator when he even brings you his message, which means you're really not looking for him. But those that are looking for him, you should be executing these judgments, especially in the latter days. In the book of Zechariah, he'll let us know again what he expects of us in the latter days. In Zechariah, the 8th chapter, verse 15 reads, "So again, have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. Fear ye not. These are the things that you should do. Speak you every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith Yahweh." So he said, execute the judgment of truth. How are you going to do that if you don't know it? You got to know it. You got to acknowledge it and be aware of it. This is what Yahweh wants you to do in the latter days. Instead of vanity, for instance, Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39 reads, "See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I sharpen my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me." He said he takes hold on judgment and he's going to render vengeance to his enemies. Why should we be concerned with this declaration? Because Yah's judgment is without fail the most righteous judgment that there is. And you don't want to be on the bad side of this determination. You don't want to be the one that has disregarded Yahweh's judgment, has ignored Yahweh's justice. Look what he said will happen in the latter days in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Verse 1 reads, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and have driven away them and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit you. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them." Meaning what? That the remnant is the ones that he's going to gather. Meaning everybody ain't going to be with them. "I will gather the remnant out of my flock, out of all countries where I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Yehuda shall be saved, and Yisrael shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh our righteousness." Why does he have to highlight that he will execute judgment and justice? Because this is the duty of a king, to execute judgment and justice. And this is what you have to be prepared to be a part of. A reign that is built and exercises justice and judgment. Foolishness is eradicated under the reign of justice and judgment. Disorder is out the window in justice and judgment. So you're not able to exercise the vanity that you so desire. So why should we not get the most advanced start on this as we can? Because we really don't have much time as it is. Yahweh has been sending forth his message about what he wants you to do in these times. And now that these times are upon us, it is even more imperative that you exercise judgment. Look what Yahweh says in the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter. It says in Isaiah 26, verse 5, for he brings down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he lays it low. He lays it low even to the ground. He brings it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright, do weigh the path of the just. Why does he do that? Because Yahweh said all his work is perfect. Therefore, all his ways are judgment. So he weighs the path of the just. He wants to understand the differences the just experiences. And he wants to see, what did you choose? And in doing so, he can weigh to see, have you been balanced? Have you been measured? Have you used a just hin, a just ephah, a just balance, a just weight? Or have you been wanting? But he weighs the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you? In the way of your judgments, have we waited for you? Well, I know this can't be speaking about every Israelite, because many Israelites are against Yahweh's judgments. Yahweh said that Israel did not execute his judgments. So he gave statutes that were not good and judgments that you cannot live by. Now, I'll tell you this. There are judgments that Israel are executing that do not come from Yahweh, even though they will debate and argue and grandstand and proclaim and publish words to try to support the fact that they believe is fact, that the judgments that they speak of are of Yahweh. But I ask you, can you find the judgments of the Christ of the New Testament supported by Yahweh? He said that you shouldn't resist evil. Well, there's a difference between good and evil. And if you understand the difference, you would choose good. It means you would execute judgment. Because if somebody came to you and said, what should I do with this evil person? And they're trying to do evil things to me and want me to do evil things with them. You would be able to give proper counsel, proper judgment on what to do. And it would rest in resisting the evil. Yet the New Testament tells you to not resist evil. Even the Quran explains to you that you can eat swine. Yet Yah's judgments say you are not allowed to eat swine. You're unclean if you eat swine. And if you eat swine, you have failed to put a difference between the clean and the unclean. Let me show you this. Hold that Isaiah 26. And they ask, where does the Quran tell you you can eat swine? That's in the second surah and the fifth surah. And it lets you know you can eat swine if you're hungry. Well, in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, the 44th verse, "For I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. For I am Yahweh that brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast and the fowl and of every living creature that moves in the waters and of every creature that creeps upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that you may eat and the beast that you may not eat." You have to make a difference. And if you don't understand this difference, then you don't execute judgment at all. So do you really wait for Yahweh's judgment? In the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, the 11th verse reads, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that they continue not to wine inflame them, and the harp, and the viol, and the tambourine, and the flute, and wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of Yahweh, neither consider the operation of his hands." Say, you don't even think about what Yahweh does, because you're too busy getting drunk, you're too busy partying. Verse 20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's not judgment. That's not understanding the difference. That's not even putting a difference. That's not executing judgment at all. Yet, many Israelites who will call darkness light, who will call evil good, will say they waiting for Yah's judgments. No, no, you're not. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, it reads in verse 8. "Now go and write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it might be for a time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh, which say to the seers, 'See not,' and to the prophets, 'Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us.'" They keep on asking you to stop talking about that stuff. They're telling you to close up. They're telling you to shut up. They're telling you, if you don't shut up, then talk about something we all want to hear about. That's not executing judgment at all. That's not waiting for Yah's judgments at all. They're letting you know that the word of Yahweh is not in this book, even though they use this book, but they don't want to witness to this book. And what did he say in Isaiah 26 again? Verse 8, we left off. "Yea, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. The desire of our soul is to your name and to the remembrance of you." Well, if that's true, then why are people trying to not acknowledge Yahweh's judgments? Because this isn't for everyone. This is for the ones that work Yahweh's judgments. "With my soul have I desired you in the night, yea, with my spirit within me, will I ask or I seek you earnestly. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And that's what we are showing you now. Yahweh's judgments, they're in the earth. As a matter of fact, Yahweh's judgments, the earth is filled with Yah's judgment. But we haven't been acknowledging it. But the time to not acknowledge it is over. The time to not honor Yah's word is done. This is the time that you look for the ones that are about Yahweh's judgment. That's who you want to be around. That's who you want to learn from. Because in Yahweh's judgments, the earth will learn righteousness. And in these latter days, this is what we are having to deal with, the judgment of Yahweh. So it is the absolute and utmost importance that we are able to recognize them and do them, work them, and exalt them. For there is no better work than the judgment of Yahweh. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Praise the mighty Yah, and shalom.
Come on. Yo. Get thee out the book of Yah and read. Speak these words to plant the holy seed. Obey his voice, know him, and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. Beginning, he told us beginning that we wasn't winning because of the sin and the 400 centuries of Yahweh's descendants. He was repentant, and this is our genesis. So I exited single digits, learned from the second myth, so we could number our days and teach us that we were the slaves. And Deuteronomy, he's gonna get the most popular. When he anointed Joshua, it's proving that Yah loved us by sending his judges, rejecting the grudges, embracing the truth. All the nations of truth is shown for proof. The woman that David come through, teach them the 182. Y'all chosen a king, and you won too. Recognition, chronicles, in the first and the second. And Ezra, Han, Kohen, back by the river Ahava, stood with Nehemiah in the time of Hadassah, better known as Esther. Job struck with disease and boils affected. And we giving our arms while singing Hebrew songs. The most wise words spoken in Proverbs. The collect, the teacher, Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Fellas wanna reach us. Quote the song, the songs belong to style of Mars. Understand the way that I'm on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, lamenting in Jerusalem fell. Also seen by Ezekiel. Vision, visibly given to Daniel. God said to turn to him in prayer. Remember Hosea. If we call on Yahweh, he'll remember the well. Spoken by your El. No other book is famous for words, get deeper in aims for the Gaia, Yonah, and Messiah. It's unlike Yah that rides on the whirlwind in Nehemiah. I'm giving you a look like he gave a Habakkuk. Gather yourselves and learn from Zephaniah. Consider your ways, word up to Hodiah. Cause this is the last days and men Zechariah. Remember the law of Moshe. And this has been 39 books given to you by Isha. Malachi, seek the out the book to Yah and read. Words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. Speak the out the book of Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. Speak the out the book of Yah. Speak the out the book of Yah. Come on. Speak the out the book of Yah. Speak the out the book.
Yeah.